Overdose Lifeline supports families dealing with problems like alcoholism and opioid abuse. Now, this group is helping people deal with grief in a way that's unexpected. Side Effects Public Media's Carter Barrett reports how this alternative grief therapy got started and what it means for participants.
The first punch, that's called a jab. It's a straight-ahead punch right on his nose. You think about punching right on the nose. That's a jab. So everybody give me a jab. Jab.
It's a Friday evening, and a dozen or so people, men, women, teenagers, little kids, are gathered at Title Boxing. It's an upscale boxing studio near a largely vacant shopping mall in Indianapolis.
My name is Stephanie Lowe-Burry. I'm a licensed clinical social worker.
Lowe-Burry is the counselor for Overdose Lifeline's grief support group, which has been going for years. This class is still pretty new, and it's open to people dealing with all kinds of grief.
So for most of you, it's going to be your left.
One of the major things that we kept seeing is a pattern of anger that we kept seeing. So anger that our participants, our members felt toward the dealers, toward the addiction, toward themselves, toward community. As a result, we began to think about like some of the energy. We tried different things in our group, like breaking plates and things like that, and it was effective a little bit. And then we decided to start grief boxing.
Three, two, one, power uppercut.
To make sure everyone understands her approach, Lowe-Burry gathers them around.
Every round that we go through is going to have a therapeutic focus. So I will talk in the 2 minutes between rounds about what I'm hoping your therapeutic focus will be.
Your stance, let's go over them again here. Right-handed fighters, your left hand is a jab. Across. Front hook, back hook, front uppercut.
Several dozen punching bags hang from the ceiling, long and nearly touching the athletic mat on the ground. Punches landing on these bags makes a high staccato sound. On one of these bags, Erica Watkins scrawled Joey down the side with chalk.
He died from opioid overdose in March of 2016. He was 19 years old, and he was my son and only child. I had gone to some other grief classes that weren't associated with opioid loss, and I felt pretty out of place there, judged, maybe looked down upon.
That's when Watkins found Overdose Lifeline, and she was in its first grief boxing class.
So I didn't even have any workout clothes. I just had shorts, and I had my my Chuck Taylors and a tank top on, and I show up for the class, and we hit the heavy bag so many times, I thought I was going to die the first time.
For this class, Watkins is wearing her athletic clothes, revealing a shoulder tattoo in honor of her son. She has purple boxing gloves, purple because that's the color of overdose awareness.
When you lose somebody like I did, you can get angry about it. It's not fair. It's not right. He was gone too soon, and that can definitely bring a lot of emotions, and some of that can be anger. And it can be hard to know where to direct that, but when you're boxing, that gives you the opportunity to take it out on the heavy bag.
Now Watkins, with her purple gloves, is a regular at Title Boxing. Here's Lowe-Burry again.
It's not just you go in and box. It's just you go in and it's intentional why you're there and what you're working through.
Three, two, one.
For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.